7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I don't think so. I don't think any reasonable human being actually would think it is 9:40 p.m. right now, because I think we all know the actual time. Yes, that's right. It's 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the dubious goals committee. Yes, yes, once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. But I am not Hello Kitty. What I am is the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and that means I need to pour some tea. Because it's tea drinking time. That's what 1930 really means, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, it's so yundingy. Oh, yes. Nectar of the gods. I am still drinking that yunding Che Guan Yin. It's so good. I was drinking it all day yesterday. I think I'm going to drink it all day today, too, because it's absolutely amazing. But I don't think you're here to listen to me talk about tea, so let's get out of the car. Oh, let's rock. Okay. Yeah. We got a lovely day. We have a lovely, very cool day. Push the right button, Tobe. There we go. I'm good. I'm moving. We've got a nice cool day after yesterday's rains. It is mostly clear. There's some wispy clouds here and there. The sun is blazing down on me, but I don't care because it's only 11 degrees. Yay! There's a little bit of a breeze, and everything is damp. The concrete is dry, but all of these leaves I'm walking on are wet. This little trail is a little bit damp because it rained all day yesterday. And we've got more rain coming. And so I thought we better go outside and probably look for some mushrooms. Harrisium. Can you hear that little buzz? Probably not. Oh, who's in there? Who's in the grass? Oh, there's somebody in the grass. Oh, I can hear him. There's some dude in the tall grass here somewhere. Huh. Yeah, anyway, I'm standing under some high power lines. They're buzzy and crispy, and that should be a hint as to where we are. If you guessed somewhere in Tranquility Park along the banks of the Papio Creek, you'd be correct. We are at my secret Harrisium mushroom zone, also known as the Heronry. Isn't that convenient? Yes, it is. Looking up into the heron trees, I see no herons. There's all the nests up there. The first thing we need to do, though, is we need to kind of go over to this spot and look down on this stump to see if there's anything on that particular stump. No, I don't see anything, and I don't want to go down there because that's going to be, it's going to be very difficult to get back up. It did rain a lot. It rained quite a bit. There was flash flood warnings and all kinds of stuff. Oh, and there's mati tracks on the path, but these are old tracks. There was all kinds of flood warnings and stuff going on. And I got pretty excited. I did very seriously think about going down to the creek and trying to figure out some way to watch the water, but I couldn't figure out how to go about doing that, and so I ended up not. And so that's why we're out today. I was thinking about going to the creek, but I realized, no, there's no way we're going to be able to get down in there, just because it'll be so slippery that, yeah, getting down in there will be easy. Getting down in there is easy. You just walk up to the edge of the cliff and you slide down. It's the getting back out that is going to be the difficult thing. And I am now under canopy and I'm checking logs. Loggity log, log business logs. Because we got to find some Harrisium. Conditions should be pretty good. And whereas I'm not expecting to find huge ones, we should at least be able to find some pins, some starting mushrooms. Hey, who's that? Who's making noises over there? I don't see anybody. I'm thinking if we can just find some mushrooms that are starting, then we can wait for it to rain again. Here's something. What's in this? What's in the crook of this tree? Oh, this is probably going to be oysters. Ooh, yeah. Because there's little pins in here. Nice, nice, nice. And those are oysters. We'll probably find oysters, too. And that's cool. But you can find oysters anywhere. It's the Harrisiums that are the big dollars. And unfortunately, I don't actually have a buyer for these anymore. My previous buyer was a guy who had a restaurant. And whenever I had mushrooms, I could take them to him and get food in trade. And he usually didn't serve the good mushrooms to customers because this was, you know, typical. Well, not exactly typical. It was really good Chinese place where it had two menus. One menu for the white people and one menu for people who know food. Okay, check this log. And so he would end up using the mushrooms just for himself, his wife, and his employees. He only had like two employees. But one of the side benefits of working at his restaurant is you get to eat every day, and you weren't eating the crap off the menu. He would just make amazing stuff, and then everybody would sit down and have this big group meal. It was really cool. I was there for that a couple times. I gotta check these logs now. These are supposed to be the good ones. And so I could walk in there with a... You know, like a, oh, what do we got? We got something, but it ain't Harrisium. I didn't bring my camera. Well, that's okay. We're not here to be photographic. How can I? I can't get down there. What do we got? Wow, we got something weird growing down, going on at the base of this. This is one of the heron trees. Oh, yeah, now that I'm over here, look, we got some really nice dryad saddles just sort of starting and looking a little bit over-soaked. That's why they look so funny. They look curled up. They look like leaves. Okay, there's an angry squirrel somewhere. Oh, did you hear that? Across the creek, I see a deer. Oh, he just disappeared on me. I can barely see through. I heard cr-crunch. And when you hear cr-crunch across the creek, that means deer. And he wouldn't have moved, but I was doing cr-crunches. Okay. Oh my God, there's a golf ball down there. I don't think I put that there either. We're going to go see if we can watch our deer. I think I know where he's going. He's going over there. Okay, checking the bases of these Harrisium trees, another big dryad saddle. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, so I used to be able to find a good size, you know, 2 or 3 pound a 1 kilo Harrisium out here, I'd take it to my guy, and he'd give me 4 or 5 lunches. He would just take a business card, and he'd make like 5 X's on it. And I could just bring that in, and he'd punch those X's with a paper punch. So I had my own custom food punch cards. Okay, there's a bird in a tree above me. And see, the thing is I can't quite see through the forest. I cannot quite see through to the other bank. There's deer over there, though. There's at least one. Who's that squawky up there? Squawky bird. Boy, we haven't seen any deer in a while, have we? As soon as I heard that sound, my eyes leapt up and I just saw a deer butt fading back into the forest. That's the nice thing about white-tailed deer. They turn around and run, and since they're a little bit scared, their tails flip up so you can see this nice little white flag disappearing into the forest, letting you know that you have seen a deer. But right now I need to check out this little log farm. There's a good pile of logs here. But I'm not seeing any fungus on it. What about behind me? What's on these logs? Well, we got action. We've got mycelial action. There's some white scurf on the end of this log, but we don't have any mushrooms yet. Double checking. Yeah, not yet. Not yet. Hopefully soon. Okay, how about on this log? No. Okay, that's cool. I think I will just walk over to the next fun area where we like to hang out. Do-do-do-do-do. We go through this little dip. And now we've got some more big old trees. I can kind of see across the creek here a little bit. I'm looking for silhouettes of deer. They will be silhouetted against the corn. They haven't picked up that corn yet. But they will be doing so soon. And I know what you're wondering. You're probably wondering, hey Tobe, what kind of corn is that? To which I can only reply, dent. It's probably dent. Dent corn is our friend. We love dent. Dent, dent, dent. We need to get over on the other side of this. And we need to go down over this little berm to check out some logs. And we need to be able to look across the creek. See if we can see our deer buddies. Or buddy. There's probably more than one. The deer that I saw wasn't that big. And the sounds that I was hearing sort of sounded like there might have been a couple of them walking around. But it's hard to tell. Alright, I've stepped into this little... I'm too dry today. Didn't drink enough tea. Left the tea in the car. But I'm in my little area where we like to sort of go down into the creek valley part thing. Standing by some logs, checking these trees. But mostly I'm looking across the creek, looking for those deer. But I get the feeling that they're in the cornfield. They're probably hiding in there. Because that's a good place for deers to hide. Do you like deers? Yeah, I like deers. I want to see more deers. I'm going to go down here a little bit further. Let's go down to my horsetail plants. I'm really scared of falling. Ooh, this is a little slick. But okay, we're good. Maybe I should break a stick. If I break a stick or something, maybe the deer will hear it And they'll turn and look and say, oh, we better move. My horsetail plants are still sitting here, doing very well. I'm scanning the entire bank on the other side. I just do not see my deer dudes. They're hiding in the corn. They're in the corn. Hey, look at that path. I can see a path over there low. That's where deer have been walking. If you're wondering, yes, the water level in the creek is, you know, about twice as what it would be normally. I don't want to get any closer, do I? This is eroding right here. So I'm looking upstream. Not seeing much of anything up there. Looking downstream, back towards where I saw my deer, and I don't see any right now. Where did they go? They're hiding. All my deer are hiding away, hiding from me. It's not deer tag day, so I'm gonna kind of turn around here, start climbing back up. Should we check those trees? Should we check that? We better go over here and check some of this tree business out over here. Okay, so we've got big old tree. I don't see any mushrooms. I'm looking at logs. Logs. There's lots of good logs around. But I'm not seeing any hirsutum growth. Or any other mushrooms for that matter. Wait, there's a golf ball. Is that the same golf ball that we saw a minute ago? I don't know. I don't know. Now, see, here's a mati path or something. Little animals have been running across this spot right here. Do-do-do-do-do-do, they say. This is the fun place for matis to run. Yes, it is fun for matis. And raccoons. And other small animals of that nature. Huh. All right. Well, let's take a look over here. Ow. In this funny tree zone. This is a sort of an odd spot where there's half a dozen trees here that are sort of growing very close together. And when I say close together, I mean, look, this tree is a meter in diameter. And it's only 50 centimeters away from this tree that is about 70 centimeters in diameter. And this one's about 80 centimeters in diameter. And they're all, you know, 40 centimeters apart. Big trees with little spaces between them. And they form this little arch right here. This would be a good... Oh, hi, birdie. This would be a good place to, like, camp. It would be protective. And trying to look down here. No. Nothing. So let us do what, Tobe? Let's go up this way. Do-do-do. How about around here? Any mushrooms? No, don't see anything. Alright, fine. Let's grab onto this hickory tree, pull ourselves up. We're back up onto the path. Yay! Yay! Okay. Wait. I heard him again. I heard something. Where's these damn deer? These deer are just toying with me now. They're playing, hey, let's mess with that guy. As soon as he's not paying any attention, make a loud noise. These are fun deer games. This is called Mess with Tobe. Oh, no. Oh, no. I got the... Oh, damn it. I'm covered in this plant. I had to walk through a plant, and it's one of these plants that has burrs. And because I'm wearing fleece, burrs like to stick to fleece. And now I've got sticks all over me that are stuck to me like Velcro. Natural Velcro. And now I can't see anything because my head covering keeps falling down. And now I'm covered in these burrs, which are going to take quite a while to get off my clothing. Great. All right, so let's continue back along the path here, checking all the little side areas and all these trees that we can't see the bases of because plants are hiding them. I'm trying to pick all the burrs off my clothing as I walk along. Checking this log. No. That's right. Covered in burrs. Covered in these annoying little burrs that don't really get annoying until the middle of the night. When you think you've gotten them all and you've forgotten about them, then you roll over in the middle of the night while you're trying to sleep, and you realize that you missed a few, and they somehow got stuck to the carpet where you're trying to sleep, and now you're rolling over onto these sharp things, and you go, ah, what the hell is that? Now, do I have a bunch on my shirt, too? Oh, God damn it. Yeah, they're everywhere. They are everywhere. Speaking of sleeping, I slept really good last night because it was cold. And, oh, it was beautiful. I didn't get up until like 12:45. I think I woke up a little bit earlier than that, but I didn't get off the floor until 12:45. That was great. All right, still covered in burrs, but I'm going off path again to check this loggy area. We've got another big pile of logs and a lot of bark that has fallen off dead trees. And I'm trying to keep an eye out for those stupid plants with the burrs so I don't walk through more of them. I don't see any. Oh, I got burrs on the inside of my shirt too. Oh my God. Wait, we gotta go over here. Oh, now this is when I wish I had a camera. Holy crap, Steens. Look at these dryad saddles. They are huge. Okay, at the base of this dead... Ow! At the base of this dead tree... Yeah, now I've got burrs on the inside of my shirt that are rubbing against my skin. Ugh. Hey, I can stand on this log. Okay. In front of me, a meter and a half in front of me at the base of this tree, we got two giant dryad saddles that are fresh. And they are 30 centimeters in diameter. There's two, one slightly below the other, and then 90 degrees around the tree, there's another set of brand new dryad saddles that are smaller, little babies. One of them is, 12 centimeters in diameter, the other one's about 10. Wow. Wow, good fungus day. Not finding what I'm looking for, but still finding some pretty awesome stuff. And then over here on this, what is it? It's a cottonwood. This dead cottonwood tree, about 3 meters away, is covered in artist conch. There's a whole bunch down at the base, and then right where the bark has broken off on the leeward side, 2, 3, there's 8, 9, 10, there's a whole bunch of them growing up the side of the tree. Awesome, awesome. All right, what's on these trees? Anything on these trees? Ooh, I'm looking at some trees behind me, also big. There's also a dead one. Mom, give me some mushrooms. This tree says no. I don't have any. None for you. Okay, so let's get down off the log. Oh, I didn't see this. Yeah, when we had to step over these logs, I didn't look behind me and see this. There is... there's mycelium going crazy. And there are some small remnants of something that looks like... It kind of looks like coral, but I think that is white jelly. So we know that there's white jellies around here. Oh, there's weird scurf down on that tree. That's not Harrisium or anything, but that could become something interesting later. Ooh. Tromping around. Tromping through the forest. I'm back on the path. And this is why you should go by every log at least twice, approaching it from different directions each time. This way, you're sure not to miss anything. Anything exciting. Wait, what's this black lump of stuff on the end of this log? Oh, dead leaves. I thought it was the old dead fungus or something, but no. Okay. Now we're in the zone of old, old rotten logs that aren't really producing anymore. They got no more lignin. They're literally crumbling apart. Crumbly logs. Crumbly, crumbly logs. You know, it seems to me like there should be something growing over there. Why is there nothing growing over there? He eyes those logs suspiciously. Looking for delicious mushrooms. Do-do-do-do-do. And, nothing over there either. Weren't there some oysters over there? Like the last time we came out, when were we here last? Like a week ago? Well, like 9 days ago? Wasn't there, well, here's something weird. Oh, here's something cool. Here's some fresh, Auricularia auricula on this tree. Just a big little lump of it right here. Fresh. We could take that and eat it. Oh, and there's some up here further too. But what I've noticed is on this log where there used to be a clump of oysters, somebody's taken them. Somebody harvested these. There's a nice cut with a knife stalk right here, just sticking up out of the log a little bit. Somebody had a small knife. This is not a small stalk. This is a 3 centimeter in diameter stalk. Somebody took a nice cluster of oysters off this log. They took them home for a yummy lunch. A yummy, delicious, gourmet lunch of wild mushrooms. Alright, well, we didn't find any Harrisiums today, but that's okay, because we saw a deer, and we haven't seen any deer in forever on this show. What show are you talking about, Tobe? You know, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. No exceptions. Every day, people, holidays, weekends, you name it, it's 365. My name's Tobe. I need to eat some lunch, so I'm going to head back to my car and talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.